अब पूरी फैमिली एक साथ श्री राम कथा का आनंद ले सकती है सिर्फ चाइम्स मोबाइल ऐप पर। जानिए श्री राम के बचपन से लेकर दशानन वध तक का सफर। सरल रामायण घर के सभी सदस्यों के लिए। आज ही डाउनलोड करें चाइम्स मोबाइल ऐप एप्पल या गूगल प्ले स्टोर से।
Hello everybody, good to be back again. Hope you're all having fun. By the way, did you hear our earlier story? Let me know how you liked it. All right, today we have another interesting story. The story of Arjuna's son. Have you heard of the brave son of Arjuna? Did you say Abhimanyu? He sure was a brave son. But today, we are not talking about him. Arjuna had three more sons. While he lost three of his sons in the Kurukshetra war, the fourth son killed his own father. Did you know this? Arjuna actually died fighting with his own son. How could this happen? Did he not know that he was fighting his own father? Did no one stop him? Who was his mother? Why wasn't he around during the Kurukshetra war in which all the princes, kings and kingdoms, big or small, participated? All right. I know these and many such questions come to our minds when we hear about this. Okay, now let's get all our answers from today's story. Arjuna once went on an exile for 12 years. He left his palace, luxuries, brothers, relatives, and went alone visiting all holy places. During this trip, he happened to meet a warrior princess from Manipura named Chitrangada, who was also of great beauty. Chitrangada's father, Chitravahana, had trained his daughter as a warrior and wanted her to take over the kingdom after him. When Arjuna wanted to marry Chitrangada, her father said that he could marry her only if he agreed to leave her and the son who was born to them in Manipura and not take them along. Arjuna agreed and married Chitrangada. He lived there with her for 3 years and to them was born a son, Babruvahana. Yes, Babruvahana is the brave son of Arjuna who unfortunately had to fight with his own father. What really made him fight with his father? Well, it was the same reason as to why Lava and Kusha, the sons of Rama, fought with their father. Do you know what it was? Yes. A sacrificial horse. Seriously? Fighting with fathers over horses? These were not ordinary horses. They were sacrificial horses used for a great sacrifice called Ashwamedha Yaga. It was a sacrifice performed by a king to prove his supremacy. They could just let a horse wander about for over a year, and whoever disagreed with the king's supremacy could stop the horse and fight with the king's warriors who came along with the horse. Now, here also, we have one such horse. This horse was let loose by Yudhishthira, Arjuna's older brother. Arjuna accompanied this horse and fought many battles with rivals and finally arrived at Manipura. Yes, it's the same place where Chitrangada and Babruvahana lived. Babruvahana initially did not want to fight with his father. As soon as he realized his father was in Manipura, he went to him with loads of gifts and bowed down to him. But Arjuna insulted him, saying if he was a true warrior, he wouldn't come and fall at his feet. He would be ready to fight. When Babruana was in two minds, Ulupi, a snake princess, who was also Arjuna's wife, appeared there and provoked Babruana to fight. Why would she do that? Finally, convinced that he had to fight with his father, Babruana seized the sacrificial horse and entered the battlefield. He wielded his arrows at his father with such splendor that Arjuna himself was proud of his son. A fierce battle went on between the father and the son. Then a powerful arrow vigorously pierced his father in the chest, and he fell down on the earth, slain. Babruvahana was also in severe pain, and he also fell down next to his father. Chitrangada came running to the battlefield and was shocked to see her husband slain. Babruvahana, hearing his mother lament, woke up, and they both decided to give up their lives. But again, the snake princess, Ulupi, came there to their rescue. She said, "There is a gem called Sanjeevani, which has the power to revive the dead." No, not the herb that Hanuman carried to save Lakshmana. This was a gem with the same name. Ulupi got the gem and asked Babruvahana to keep the gem on Arjuna's chest. Lo, he was alive again. Ulupi then clarified to everyone that this fight between Arjuna and his son had to happen because of a curse. Ganga, Bhishma's mother, cursed Arjuna for killing her son in the Kurukshetra war by deceit. She cursed Arjuna to be killed by his own son, and this battle actually released Arjuna from the curse. It was all because of a horse. Was it? Not really. One thing leads to another. You never know what action of ours leads to which reaction and from whom. The story of Chitrangada and Babruvahana appears in Vyasa's Mahabharata, the great epic, in a chapter called Ashwamedha Parva. You can check it out. You will discover not just this story, but an entire treasure of stories. All right then, hope you liked it. We'll be back with another interesting story. Until then, have fun and see you soon.